Following a bizarre time leak from the future, SidePod Radio are amazed and delighted to be able to bring you Formula One news headlines from 2035. Bernie Eccleston announced plans to transplant his head from its current life support machine onto an android body. He joked, "I'll be 7 feet tall and everyone will have to look up to me for a change." Eccleston also defended the recent first Grand Prix to be held on the moon, dismissing widespread complaints the event was poorly attended and lacked atmosphere. Flavio Briatore refutes complaints of unfair treatment towards second driver Piquet Jr. Jr., despite in qualification the car having a caravan hitched behind it. Briatore explained it was an experimental aerodynamic device and that Piquet Jr. Jr. was always complaining about not getting new development parts first. Toro Rosso driver Sebastian Young has spoken of how difficult his second year in F1 has been, especially with having to fit in his GCSE revision. Team Toyota conceded they were under pressure from their manufacturer bosses to achieve their first win soon if they were to be allowed to continue in Formula One. The team spokesman denied that Toyota was a Japanese word meaning next year, or that Toyota should change their marketing slogan to "The car behind is a Toyota." He also insisted that the team was totally committed to cost-cutting and that the man employed at the team factory to shovel banknotes into the central heating furnace had been told to use a much weaker currency for better value. FIA President Ari Vatanen brushed aside criticism about new rule proposals, explaining, "Anyone that does not understand that I am right all the time is clearly too stupid to live." He also denied News of the World allegations that filling all the FIA key positions with clones of himself was part of his plan for world domination. Many voices in the paddock question if McLaren Mercedes' young driver policy has gone too far after Martin Whitmarsh is seen in a maternity hospital delivery room waving a contract at two expectant parents. The mother and father said they were not the least surprised by this and had already signed with Red Bull. Donington insists that the venue will be ready in time for next year's British Grand Prix and that they are on the verge of announcing full financial backing for the project. Those are the 2035 Formula One news headlines provided by Sebastian from Birmingham and read by SciPodcast's Christine Montagny.